وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program we talk about different Quranic verses pertaining to free will and the human beings in the Holy Quran. In the previous discussions we had in this program, we ended up talking about free will, which is a very important discussion in the topics related to humanity and human being in the Holy Quran. And we said that there are several verses of the Holy Quran that demonstrate that human beings, they have free will and presuppose this free will, this capacity in human being, like the verses about reward and punishment, the verses about regret on the day of judgment, the verses about the mission of the divine prophets. If people did not have free will, the mission of divine prophets were in vain and useless, and many other verses. And then we said the misunderstanding and misconceptions about divine will and predestination and determinism. Sometimes they are rooted in certain verses of the Holy Quran, which they have an explanation, correct explanation and incorrect explanation. Some people, because they don't have access to the correct explanation, they fall into the pitfall of misunderstanding them. And we said there are also other motivations for the belief in predestination or for the belief in determinism, sometimes mostly psychological motivations, like, for example, people trying to evade responsibility, people trying to justify their own wrong actions. And sometimes, even throughout history, we had this, that there were unjust rulers who were advocating the idea of determinism, historical determinism or theological determinism, in order to justify their position as the ruler of the society. They would make a confusion or deliberate mixture between divine legislative will and divine creative will. It's like when I do not pray, and we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands me to pray. For example, if I'm Muslim and then there's the time of Salat and I have all the power to do that. So we know that this is one demand from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time I don't pray. So the person says, do you really believe what is taking place is out of the will of Allah? If you say yes, then the person says, well, you don't believe in full power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you say, no, this is not out of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, you see, okay, what I did, that I refrained from praying, was something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed. So they would justify their own crimes, murder another person, says, well, if I do it, it shows that Allah wills it. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Which was a very dangerous, and is a very dangerous understanding, ideology. Some people, they still have it. The fact that we have dominance over other people shows that Allah wanted us to do that. And if we do injustice or anything else, it's not injustice because we are in a position, we have been put in a position to do that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worst form of misusing religious ideology in order to justify injustice and wrongdoings. So Quran says no, this is actually something that they have created out of their own evil spirit. Quran says explicitly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not force people, even for the good stuff. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحَدًا. If Allah willed, if Allah wanted, he could make all people into one nation. Or if he wanted, he could guide all people. It shows that he is not forcing people to things. It's not that things that happen on earth, they happen out of the will of Allah. The creative or the legislative will of Allah is for the totality of the situation. And but for the cases that are there, for example, if a person murders another person, he cannot justify it by saying that this was the will of Allah. No, this was your wrong decision. Yes, Allah gives you the time. Allah gives you, enables you, because this is the scene of test. And Allah has told everyone else that this is the way. Or for example, the idea of predestination that we can understand from certain verses of the Holy Quran, we will have a break and come back to continue the discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about some of the verses of the Holy Quran that they need further explanation in terms of the predestination or determinism. Some people, because they don't have proper understanding of these verses, they think that these verses imply predestination or, for example, determinism. One verse with such capacity is the verse about the eternal knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. Nothing happens to you. There is no musibah, affliction, that afflicts you except that it is written in a book. So whatever disaster that happens, it is written in a book. مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. Before we created it. So this, some people say, okay, it shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of everything before creation. And whatever that I do, well, it existed in divine knowledge. And I don't have any say, any control in it. If I do otherwise, it is as if I'm changing the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the answer to this is that knowledge itself does not bring responsibility for the person who knows it. For example, there is the teacher who knows that this student, this particular student, fails the exam. By giving the opportunity to this student to enter the exam room, we cannot blame the teacher. You know, or you knew that this student is going to fail. Why did you open the door for him? Well, because he wanted to enter. Why did you create people? Because you knew that they, some of them, are going to fail the test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I just knew. And creation itself is a grace, is a blessing that I gave them. This, what they did, which was failing the exam, was something that they did out of their own free will. The teacher knows that the student fails out of his own free will. The knowledge of Allah is attached to the thing as it is. And how is it? It is out of the free will of the student. So everything that is in the book of Allah, that Allah has knowledge about everything, including the crimes, including the bad actions of people, doesn't mean that those bad people are not responsible for their actions. It's like a teacher who knows that this student is failing, but he doesn't stop him and he gives him time to prove that to himself. That yes, it was not just my knowledge, in actuality you actually failed. So This would be some of the discussions about the free will. We continue the rest, inshallah, in the next episode. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala al-rasuli wa ali al-nabiyy.